This is the BBC Home Service.
Hold it up to the light. Not a brain in sight.
Ah, John Fryer Sellers, taste this script.
What is that?
A freshly cooked version of...
Quatermass OBE.
This is the terror-stricken service of the BBC. Today, at approximately this afternoon, a discovery was made on the site of the Notting Hill Gate site of the government's new dig-up-the-roads plan for congesting traffic scheme. Workmen, in the absence of a strike, settled for work as an alternative. It was during this brief lull in high-powered inertia that Morris Onions, a scaffolder's knee-wrencher, stumbled across something he'd found. Ting-tong, billy-bong. I would like it known that though I read this stuff, I don't write it. Ba-bang!
Here, Julian.
What's that here?
Here, over here, mate. Here.
Come in, mate.
Get your trousers on, hurry, Julian. Look at this.
Oh, dear. Saints preserve us.
Hey, what's all this about?
What's
hey!
This now?
Girl, that's a human skull.
Is it?
Aye. Must be a woman, the mouth's open.
Here. We'd better call an Irish doctor.
Yes, that's what.
Too late. Too late for that. It's a goner, man. She's
oh,
a goner.
Dear.
Oh, aye. Help us all.
Call the Chinese, please. Here, hold this whistle and fly that now.
Listen. He's coming. He's almost here. He's arrived.
You were playing my song. I'm sorry I'm late, but the flin of the flons succumbed the nib of the plume.
Unlike this story.
Now have a look at this by here.
Gad, the head of a skull. I'd better take his fingerprints. Ladies and gentlemen, in my dual role as constable and announcer, I now assume the mantle of the latter, but only for a brief announcement. Next morning, after my report as a constable, a man and a woman from the Ministry of Certain Things were flown in from Battersea by road with a rug over their knees that travelled with them plung.
Nick and Nack.
Nick and Nack.
Nick, 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 Nack. Paddy with me, the duck upon.
What are you doing, Mim? Dog's had four burns already. Three of them are mine, I think. Now look. Another one. Ah, look.
Oh, Lord Cran.
What?
This skull is 5 million years old.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ming.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Hen. It's nice of you to remember my skull. Thank you. Now, dig on, the paw.
Min, stop wallpapering my trousers while I'm straining with the trowel.
You must get a new pair, then. The pain's coming up the knee, you know.
You had a return.
Coming up the knee!
Royal strains, I can't understand it, you know. These knees were hand-painted by Anna Gooney.
Sir, will it be long, the restorations? Only the workmen are waiting to start work at the tea break, to see.
Oh, not long, no.
This is
a vital brown archaeological site, sir. It could be that on this very spot the first men existed. Can you see that this we've dug up just now? Do you recognize it?
It appears to be a piece of mud.
And there's more where that came from.
Now, look, I may be ignorant.
I'm sure you are.
Look, I will turn a deaf eye to all that nonsense.
It's a punch at the conch.
Two.
I was saying I don't see the archaeological importance of mud.
Oh, no, no.
Marnie.
Here comes Professor Ned Quatermass.
Whoopee! Son of a scientist and doctor of darkness. Two for the price of
sure. Now, what's all this about, eh? What?
Look at that. Oh. Something's under the ground.
So it is. It's hard. Here, hold my coconut tree while I have a look. This is a job for those sons of fun, the army.
Be free of them. Now then, what's the trouble?
An unexploded German bomb.
What? Get me back, lad. Let's do it, have it safe. Sounds fine, right? Dig it up this deep.
Sure, I know. Thus, with 10 men holding 1 million shovels, they dug away in the direction of the thing. As they dug, the thing took shape. 20 foot long, red, as large as an engine boiler, with an entrance on the side and a sealed compartment in the front.
Oh, dear. Oh. Dear, dear, dear.
I don't like the look of it.
Well, we can't change it now. It's the only one we got.
Yes, there is something in what you say.
Yes, it can happen to the best of us.
Indeed it can.
Yes. Well... That seems to explore that argument in full, doesn't it?
But what is this thing?
Oh, hello. Yes, funny thing.
Yes, funny thing.
Yep, the thing.
Ming. Stop car singing and stop flashing your insteps, Ming.
Oh. Oh, we can't stand around here doing nothing. People will think we're workmen.
Ladies! How's the work going on that silly, harmless old bomb, eh? Oh, you were all frightened of nothing, you know.
This line the Major spoke from inside a suit of armor, inside a Cromwell tank.
You like it? I wear it all the time during explosions, you know.
It must be hell in there!
Listen. There's a chink in my armor.
In my capacity as announcer, I will say this. During the night, those concerned continued their digging. Fatung!
Oh. Oh, listen.
There's no doubt about these rhythm skulls, I mean. They are 50 million years old.
Nonsense! According to my Quillipacum, in my opinion, these skulls were dropped by the Germans in 1943.
Unexploded German skulls? I haven't thought of that.
Elephant soup with squad spuds.
I hadn't thought of that either.
Sabrina in the bath.
I do have some spare time.
I don't think she has. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, look. From the bones we've discovered, I have reconstructed an Irish stew.
Then this is what prehistoric Irish stews look like.
Yes.
I knew it. We are all descended from Irish Jews. Oi, babe.
Someone screaming in agony. Fortunately, I speak it fluently.
Oh, sir. Oh, me krills are plurned.
Such of a tang, what's up? Your boots have gone grey with worry.
I was inside the thing picking up prehistoric baggins when I spots a creature crawling up the wall. It was a weasel. And suddenly it went...
strange and horrible death.
Then I heard an hissing sound, and a voice say, Minardo.
Minardo? We must keep our ears, nose, and throats open for anything that goes Minardo.
Yes.
Be forewarned, sir. The Minardo is an ancient word that can be read in the Westminster's library. You know.
Well, it so happens that I have a Westminster library on me. And, Gad, look! There I am inside, examining an occult dictionary.
Oh, yes. See what it says?
Minardo. Minardo. Min, 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 min.
Yes.
I feel an attack of conks coming on. Quick! The blinding!
Oh, boy. Now you know the real power of my conk.
Professor Quatermass is endeavoring to open the front compartment.
Now, workman, I want you to drill through this place here, you see?
No.
Now, you're sure you know all about using micro-radium tip drills for non-porous surfaces?
Oh, yeah, Mark. Mark, what a lot.
Right.
Okay, then. Okay, mine. Switch on!
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, but I'm willing to take a second opinion.
Look! There's a hole appearing.
Oh, let me look through. I specialize in appearing holes. Let me have a look. Oh, wow.
What can you see?
A glass eye.
What's the matter? Doesn't he trust you? I say. Can you smell something?
Yeah.
Major Bradman!
No. It smells like Irish stew.
Cat! My brain raced into various directions. The frontal lobes of Charing Cross and the Isle of Riddle to the Antipodes. Listen, the smell ties up with Minnie's replica of the Irish stew. Break the door down. With this break...
Leave it unmoved.
Oh.
I know when I'm beaten?
Hold this coconut tree. Let me try.
It is open all the time.
Dear listeners, inside the seal compartment were the complete skeletons of three serge suits, along with the bones of a bowler hat.
I mean, go and preserve these specimens in brown fume spirit and quilled leather on.
Hotel! Hotel!
It's daylight, Doc.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Have you any food? Have you some food down there? Any nice food? Any small chips and things?
Who is that hovering on the stairs?
That is the great international leaper and balloonist extraordinary, Le Comte Viscomte de Comte Jim Wins. Moriarty, known as the Mantovani of Piccadilly. There he goes.
Gad! Time for Ray Ellington and the old Brandy now!
The introductions that he gives me.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best pal that you've ever had. Now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. Yes, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best pal that you've ever had. I'll say that there'll come a time, now don't forget it, baby, there'll come a time when you're regretting. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone,
I sing melodies divine, melodies from old Ireland.
There he goes, the Webster Booth of Ghana.
We are now approaching the climax of this thrilling serial in one part. Around the great scarlet capsule, the entire cast are assembled. That's me in the wig.
My friends, you've just 1 hour to find out the origin of this giant scrimson scrimson screw, yakabakakakoo. After that, they're letting the press in.
Yes, hurry up, man. I'm waiting for a headline.
Dad, it's a trilby hat on legs.
Steady on, my man. I am Ace Bluebottle. Known in Fleet Street as Scoop Bluebottle. Wonder Boy reporter.
What paper do you represent?
Brown paper. What is the weekly organ of the Finchley Beat Generation? Editors Bluebottle and Bluebottle. Headline, Boy Reporter Bluebottle Scoops. Headline, from under the nose of Lord Beavenbrook. Flashy, giant German bomber hoax. I did it in my spare time, says Sydenham, not Watchman. Quaddy. Sitting in his watchman's hat, Grahady, 67-year-old Tom Onions of Puker's Lodge, Mon, say, it all comes so easy in the dark hours.
You're making it up.
Silence, man! Bend down! Oh. It's Professor Echo.
Oh.
The brains behind...
What? What that?
The brains behind the Winscow disaster.
Oh.
Scoop! Professor Echo gives a brown paper daily exclusive statement.
What?
Can I quote you on that, please?
No, my what a private.
Well, give us an exclusive statement then, Pro.
How are you doing? I like chips in brown gravy.
Oh, that's good. Fletcher! Hello? Give me the sitting desk.
Hello? Sitting at desk, yeah?
Listen, Ed, Scoop Bottle here. Clear the front page.
What for, my lad?
Professor Echoes denies paternity case. I like chips in brown gravy, tell the judge.
Great work, kid. Keep it up.
Thanks, Ed. Now for the exclusive picture scene. Professor Quatermass pretends to sing and all the others put your fingers in your ears. Ready? Points. Super Junior candle flash gun with cardboard built-in trigger release. Say cheese. Who's been meddling with my thin equipment?
Gentlemen, the Count and I have the solution to the red capsule effect.
How do you know?
We have just watched the last installment on the television.
That reminds me, I must play my last installment on my television.
Felt rather flat, didn't it? Try singing it.
Anything to save it. That reminds me, I must pay the last installment on my television set.
Well, try it with full orchestral accompaniment.
That reminds me, I must pay the last installment on my television set.
Who threw that stuff at the gun?
Kid! Look what it is!
The phantom strikes again. It must be hell in there. And there's obviously more where that came from.
Now it's coming clearer.
Is it?
Yes! Poltergeist throws stuff about.
There must be the bad one.
This proves my theory. This skull capsule is a seat of spirit beings.
Sir, the gentlemen are pressing here. I tried to hold them back, but they burst through by putting money in the end.
Spoken like a true commissioner. Oh, I'm gagged.
What?
He's been struck by a Neolithic Irish stew. It's the spirits at work again.
There's only one answer.
Echoes, prepare a series of TNT charges to destroy the thing.
Ah, I don't worry. I got a man fucking in front of that.
Ah, another one.
Preparations to explode the thing continued. For miles around, people had to be evacuated.
Yes, what is it?
I'm terribly sorry to knock you up so late.
They all say that.
I'm afraid you'll have to be evacuated.
Oh. Come in. I'll just pack a few things.
Well, I
at this point, the script was heavily censored. But we leave the ensuing silence for the listeners to imagine what followed.
You filthy slave! Back to your own bed.
Major, a dynamite's already in the train.
Oh, well, tell everybody to take cover.
Take cover, Major.
Thank you for telling me, lad. Get hold of this plunger.
Wow.
Stop! There's a man called Moriarty tied up inside the thing.
Yes, I know. It's all right, Ben.
All right, you'll be blown to bits.
Don't worry, I have the Count heavily insured against such things.
No, I'm afraid I can't allow you to do such a thing.
£50 be enough.
Right. Come on, Ranga! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1, fire!
I forgot to connect it up.
Well, get over and fix it then.
Okay,
and nobody touch that plunger!
Hello? Imprudential Insurance? Can I take out another one of those policy things? Eccles, yes. Mad Dan Eccles, that's right. Another 50 be enough, Ned.
Uh-huh.
This is the Flibby-Dabby-Dee service of the BBC. The John capsule was today exploded and went bang. London transport experts have, however, discovered what the thing was. Apparently, the remains of the three blue serge suits found inside were, in fact, those of three sit-down tube strikers. And the capsule was a tube train that had been shunted into a siding and forgotten. The mystic word, Minador, was, in fact, the word, mind the doors. Not a very good end, but tidy, don't you think? Good night.
Oh! And there's more where that came from, Tim.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded programme starring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan with Ray Ellington and Max Geldray. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade, the music was by Wally Stott and the script by Spike Milligan. The programme was restored by Ted Kendall and produced by John Browell.